E3, and I know none of it.
I know nothing about E3. You know what I know about E3? Smash Brothers.
That's about it.
That's all that matters.
Pac-Man.
What else fucking matters?
Nothing else matters.
Right? There were some cool games. We'll see them in 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm back!
What?
We're back.
We are.
Capes and Scouts. Wily's Castle.
What? The castle?
The castle returns. The castle of death and doom.
Doom.
I don't think anyone actually ever died in Wily's Castle.
I don't... I mean, I hope not.
Well, I mean, they're... You think it's kind of like... He had that castle to himself? Or was it more like a Dr. Doom thing where he reigned a country and they just never talked about it?
I mean, he would have reigned over a bunch of robots. He never seemed the maniacal type, where it's like, let me kidnap you and harvest your organs.
Well, he definitely kidnapped...
robots.
No, he kidnapped that doctor's daughter, and then made him seem like he was the bad guy.
So you think there's a darker side to Mega Man that's never been explored?
I think there could be. I think Wily probably built, like, concentration camps under the castle, and was keeping... You know, whatever, because his castle gets destroyed all the time.
Sure, yeah.
So he's probably, when he builds a castle in a nation, he uses his robots to kidnap the leaders of that nation or that whatever little town he's in.
Sure.
And then he...
The mayor.
Yeah, and then anyone who opposes him, he puts him in his death camps.
Death camps. Is it like an underground bunker?
Yeah, Wily Death Camps.
Wily Death Camp.
That is the name of my new... hardcore metal band.
Oh, that's a good name.
My death metal band, Wily Death Camp.
We are Wily Death Camp.
We are Wily Death Camp.
Metal Man will die. This is Dr. Metal Man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh. Yeah, we name all the songs after
robot
bosses.
The Tempest.
It's a good glass.
It's an amazing glass. It makes everything taste that much better.
So I'm Dave.
You are Dave.
I'm Dave.
I am
Dave
Tim.
Shenan Attack. And we got Mad Dog Tim.
Mad Dog's here.
Yep, just us today, hanging out, talking about whatever we feel like.
Yeah, man, this is a very relaxed podcast, you know?
Tim's drinking a Weyenbacher Last Chance IPA out of a Tempest Atari glass.
It's just three letters.
It's just three letters. It's an IPA. Just three letters.
Just three letters. Delicious beer. Dave always gives me beer when I come here.
I try to.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe, do I loosen up with the beer?
I try to ease the tension between us.
I always leave here so cloudy and my ass hurts. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Constantly roofie the beer. It's kind of my thing.
I know you roofie it. I still drink.
It's a relationship we have.
Any action is good action, right?
Exactly. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Roofie action sounds great.
So,
how many people just tuned out? Are you still there?
How many people tuned in?
How many people are like, roofie action in the tags?
I'm onto this podcast.
These guys roofie each other?
I'm listening to this. So, we're going to talk about some games.
Let's do it. What do you got up first?
So, basically, obviously bought some PS4 games. Because PS4 is doing its thing.
It is.
Still haven't bought an Xbox One. Still haven't bought a Wii U. I will definitely be buying a Wii U.
Smash Bros.
The day Smash Brothers comes out is the day I'll buy a Wii U. But recently I got some PS4 games. As a gift, I was given Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Now, I like the Lego games.
Yep.
Sheer fun. I love Marvel.
Yeah.
And see, this is a dual platform thing. You know, because it's comic books and video games.
It's fantastic.
And that's why we're here. So, the game has pretty much a cameo from everyone you can possibly think of.
Moon Knight?
You know what? That's a really good question. I haven't gotten so far in the game.
Okay.
But I've gotten a couple levels in, and, you know, the first thing you see when you turn the game on is a Lego Silver Surfer.
Nice.
Flying through with Galactus, like a Lego Galactus.
That's awesome.
Eating planets. And then all of a sudden you're, you know... Iron Man and the Hulk, and you're fighting Sandman in the train station.
Nice.
And it's like, oh, cool homage to, you know, the movie, and then Spider-Man shows up, and you can kind of tell that they just crossed all these already existing storylines, so that people have the nostalgia, the older people who are playing with their kids have the nostalgia of seeing it, but still this kind of, like, fun game, too. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been too far. I know there's like something like 140 unlockable characters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I know Deadpool's an unlockable character.
Also,
I think Cable's an unlockable character.
Your eyes just lit up.
Yeah, I love Cable. That's my boy.
I can go to the future and I can fuck up future Legos.
So like, a body slide in the future and then I shoot big guns. Pretty cool. Got a metal arm. I mean, it's what I do. Hey, Dad, you suck. It's basically what he does every.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, every kind. He's like, Dad sucks.
You don't know what I know.
You don't, I'm smarter than you, and you're younger than me right now. I know a lot of villains are playable characters later on.
Right. Who presents themselves as your main foil? Is it Galactus?
Yeah, it looks that way. You're pretty much fighting Galactus.
So I would think they'd throw Loki in there. How popular he is.
I bet Loki is... Loki's on the back of the box to the game. So he's probably a character slash playable slash... You know, usually when you encounter a character or beat a character villain, they become playable.
Nice.
You know, so... And then you have to, like, beat the game with everybody a million times to get all the trophies.
So what is your favorite Lego game out of... They've done so many.
I would say the Marvel Superheroes...
Is.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, I liked, I didn't care for the Star Wars ones.
I loved being Chewbacca and ripping off arms, though.
That was cool. I just didn't care. I just don't have that Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, Budokai rule.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really liked the Batman ones.
The Batman ones were fun.
And I still don't, I don't care, I don't have this huge love for Batman either, but I really like those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, the Marvel superhero ones is a better Batman Lord of the Rings. You know, and then the temple, the what's-his-face, that dumb old guy, Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah, the Indiana Jones ones. And, you know, it's just like a more polished version of those games with all the Marvel characters.
Yeah, so it's like pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like everything you like about the Lego games, fine-tuned a little bit more, and you get the Marvel characters, and they all have their powers.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I like Lego. The fact that Lego has done stuff with Marvel and DC,
yeah,
I think it's awesome. Like they've done things with so many different companies and who owns what, and I think that's awesome.
That they just go to everyone. They're like, "We want to do this," and everyone's like, "Yeah, sure."
It just ends when you know Disney buys Lego or Warner Brothers buys Lego, and it's like, "Oh, that's over." Now the Dark Ages of Lego.
Yeah. Lego Duke Nukem.
Lego Duke Nukem. Punk.
Punk. Come here, bitch.
Comes with a Megadeth CD.
Yeah. I want a Fallout 4 Lego edition.
That'd be great.
Take like the darkest game I can find and make it Legos. Fear. Fear 4 Lego edition.
You make your Legos like explode.
Yeah. Silent Hill Lego style.
Haven't they done that, not Lego, but like mini mates or something for those kind of things?
I think so.
I think they have. I know they got Walking Dead.
Hate Walking Dead.
I know you do, but I mean, it's zombies with blood on them, and they're Legos, essentially.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Duplo sucks. I just, you know, it's like, hey, we got this really good graphic novel. Let's make it into a really mediocre TV show, and everyone forgets the graphic novel exists.
Yeah.
And then we'll put out 70 different versions of the graphic novel for no reason.
Right.
Stupid. Walking Dead's dumb.
It's one of those things where, like... Not to go on a comic rant, but Robert Kirkman, the creator of Walking Dead, is going to be your next Stanley. It is going to happen. I'm telling you now, because Walking Dead, he's got more money than God. He doesn't need money ever again.
Yeah.
But if you don't read Walking Dead, if you're like, fuck Walking Dead, you need to read his other stuff. Like, Invincible is like the greatest superhero comic ever.
Yeah.
It is so over-the-top violent when it's violent, and so heartfelt when it's heartfelt. It is great. And you almost never see any of that coming. It's fan-fucking-tastic.
Stan Lee's zombie bones. Can't believe that guy's alive.
He's a marionette.
Yeah, he's a marionette. Oh, did I tell you about my marionette idea?
You have mentioned your marionette.
I think we
do it again.
We talked about this for... Yeah, it was the Rolling Stones marionette puppet theater. Yeah, we talked about that. Look up old episodes to learn more about Rolling Stones marionette puppet theater. Which is a really good idea by me and Jack.
I think that's a great idea.
So, do old podcasting to figure that out. I don't feel like talking about it again.
There it is.
All right, so, yeah, if you have, if you like Marvel and you like Legos, regardless of your age, and you want to play just a fun game, Lego Marvel Super is pretty sweet. If you want to play with someone, like a girlfriend or a child, this is a perfect game. Because you just, when you die, you come right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's one of the big appeals of the game.
Yeah,
and you can actually just have fun.
You can just have fun
trying to do stuff.
Yeah, and play with the characters.
How long is it, roughly, do you know?
I heard. Well, with replay value, it's a million fucking hours.
Right.
But I think it's somewhere around the main storyline, somewhere around 20 hours.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So, definitely recommend it. So, we'll move on. Probably not talk about this very long. I picked up MLB The Show 14 for PS4.
Okay.
It's a baseball game.
It is a baseball game.
You can throw a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit a baseball.
What?
You use wooden bats. What? Did not know that. Wooden bats.
Can you steal a base?
I don't think there's anything that lets you like pick the base up out of the ground and take
it. That's wrong. Well, they're drilled into the ground.
Are they drilled?
Yeah, they're like giant screws.
Oh, jeez. But no, it's actually really good. If you like any kind of baseball games, or you just love baseball, this is an extremely challenging game.
Good, man.
So that was one of my big draws to it.
Okay.
Was I don't play baseball games. I don't play a ton of sports games besides FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this huge difficulty level of learning.
That's good, though.
To play the game. There's this huge curve.
Yeah.
And they do a good job of leading you through the curve to play it.
Okay.
So it's definitely a lot of fun. You have to dedicate a lot of time to it, which is tough for me to do.
Mm.
But if you like baseball or you want something challenging, definitely pick it up.
Yeah, because I feel like baseball games are always too easy or just not good.
Yeah, and this is a good mix between choosing your difficulty level, making it challenging, and making the game really good.
My favorite baseball game will always be the original RBI Baseball.
See, I like RBI Baseball, but I felt Baseball Stars is so much better. Better of a game.
It's just that was my game.
Baseball Stars is the game.
The game.
It is the baseball game. If you were going to play retro baseball games,
it's not Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. is not good.
I think Shaq Fu was a better fucking baseball game.
Shaq Fu was an amazing baseball game. You know they're going to remake Shaq Fu.
I heard.
Put on the online markets.
Yeah, that'll happen. It's so bad.
Yeah, but it's like, you're going to remake a game, you can't possibly make it as bad as the original was.
That's a challenge.
So then it's like, okay, you're going to actually try to make a game, and then you're just going to use the name of this notoriously bad game so that people like me buy it.
Right.
That's the only point. They're like, let's make another Shaq Fu. Why? Because everybody knows what Shaq Fu is.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to make it.
It's always interesting to see what's going to come next in the age of Kickstarter and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not like, let's
fucking
make...
Fucking Reading Rainbow's coming back.
Which is Reading Rainbow. Fantastic. It's not like, hey, let's make a good game. Let's make a good fighting game, and we'll call it Shaq Fu, and that'll be funny. No, let's make a game, we'll call it Shaq Fu, and who cares what it is, it's called Shaq Fu.
Yeah, it's Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
Version 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you like baseball, and you like us...
Oh.
And you like hard games.
Mm-hmm. The challenge. The sweat on the brow.
Yeah, then pick it up.
The dirt on your shoes.
Especially if you're looking for something for your PS4 to play. So let's move on to something I'm very excited about.
You look excited.
I am excited.
You look very excited. You're smiling ear to ear.
Hard on.
I can't see it, but I can just hear it knocking on the bottom of the table.
You can feel its presence.
I can feel it, yeah. I'm familiar. The roofies.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
All comes full circle.
Yep, it always does.
So I picked up, and this just came out, EA Sports UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there has been three other UFC games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, there's other ones, too. There's ones for PS1, Dreamcast, Xbox, and PS2.
But for the current,
more current UFC games, people like to discredit the old ones because they're so bad.
Right.
So there's three for PS2. And Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the Undisputed games. UFC Undisputed 1, 2010, and UFC Undisputed 3. They're all made by THQ. And they're all pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you gotta like UFC, you know. And if you're a fan of mixed martial arts, then those games are all pretty solid. Especially the third one. I liked Undisputed 3 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
gradual improvements between each one.
If you haven't heard, which everybody pretty much knows already... THQ's done. They're over.
Yeah.
They're bankrupt. They sold all their properties. They closed their doors. It's done deal. So, UFC went to EA Sports with the game.
Not surprising they would want it.
Yep. So EA Sports had made that really terrible EA Sports MMA game.
Right.
That is fucking awful. So I was really nervous about this UFC game. So, been a ways into it, got some fights down. They've changed a couple things on the way you strike and grapple, especially the way submissions are done. But the game is pretty standard to what it was.
Okay.
So they didn't change the whole system of how it works.
They're like, that was better, let's do it.
Since they can pretty much make exactly the same game THQ did, because UFC is smart enough to keep all the rights. So UFC owns the rights to the entire game.
Nice.
So they go to EA and they go, we basically want to make the same game, and we want you to just make it better. So not a ton has changed. The way the submissions are done has changed a lot, but I think it's a much better system.
Okay.
It's more of a reaction system than it is like a little mini game.
Okay.
It used to be like this little mini game. I go one way, you go one way, let's chase each other, and it's like this bar. And now it's more of like a reaction, which
so
is
quick reflexes.
Yeah, quick reflexes. Almost, yeah,
which makes sense. It's fun.
Yeah. So and it's.
I mean, I get both.
Yeah.
But I could see where that would be a little more fun.
The only thing I can say I don't like about it is the game doesn't the character models and the way the characters move don't feel as solid, as fluid. Everything seems a little stiffer. Than the THQ. We all know THQ loves ragdoll physics. So when you get knocked out in the THQ game, you go limp and you fall on your face.
Right.
And it's very like, bleh. In this game, it's a little bit noticeably stiffer. And I'm just like, that doesn't look real. Like these highlight real knockouts. I'm like, nah, it doesn't look that real.
Gotcha.
But any UFC fan will like the game. This game is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of explanations in how to do every move. So it can be frustrating when you first turn it on and you try to play. There are training modes, and the training modes are long.
But they're worth it?
They are, because when you get into the meat of the game's a lot of fun. Especially knocking people out's fun.
Yeah.
It's just really difficult.
Now, what about roster? How many characters are there?
There are a ton of characters. I think there's something like 120. All the champs and number one contenders are there. And then there's some surprising. If you know the league, you're like, oh, here, why is that guy in there? You know, so they got some smaller guys and some bigger guys.
Did they put, like, older guys in?
They,
service, or?
They usually do that later on, you know. It gets to an age where they kind of stop putting, like, the Hall of Famers in, you know.
Right. Randy Couture's. And
yeah, yeah.
Liddell's.
I haven't even looked for them, really, but I don't think Randy Couture's in it. I'm pretty sure Chuck Liddell's in it. I'm pretty sure Matt Hughes is in it.
Matt Hughes was so good.
I know I got a download code for Royce Gracie.
Nice.
And I got a download code for Bruce Lee. That's the one they kept putting on the TV
that's awesome.
Shows. Yeah. They were promoting that in the commercials. So that's pretty cool. I haven't used either of them.
Right.
You know. But the game's definitely pretty sweet.
Very cool,
so
man.
It's fun when you're just playing with somebody else because then you're just smashing buttons.
Who we got on the cover there?
It is. The cover's John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson.
Ooh.
From Sweden.
From Sweden.
He's a number one contender in my eyes.
Yeah.
He is to me.
He is to you.
He is to me.
What is he to everyone else?
Maybe number two.
Maybe number two.
Yeah. So, Daniel Cormier is probably number one to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but I think Alistair Gustafsson, they already fought once, and John Jones won a split decision. Five-round fight.
That's always...
Yeah, for the belt, for the 205 belt. So, I think Alistair Gustafsson can beat him, and I think he did beat him.
Right.
So,
I feel like that always goes back to the champ if it's that close.
You gotta... I feel, too, you gotta beat the champ. You know?
Right.
You're getting close like that, you gotta beat the champ.
You gotta go that a little bit more.
Yep. So, I'm really looking forward to their fight again. I think it's gonna be late summer. And I'm just really jazzed for that. That's gonna be the last fight. If you haven't seen John Jones, Alistair Gustafsson's first fight, go watch it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
John Jones is crazy.
Yeah, that dude's amazing. But yeah, go watch that fight. That fight's ridiculous. It's so good. They just pretty much stand in front of each other and punch each other in the face for five rounds.
One of my favorite types of matches.
Yeah.
If it's not technical and really sound, I want you to just wail on each other.
But it's like unbelievably technical wailing.
Really?
Good. Yeah. It's That's kind of really, cool. It is really good. So, but yeah, if you like UFC and you want, like I said, you're looking for a challenge, try playing that game online. That's a challenge.
I'm sure.
People are good.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more PS4 games because we're kind of doing a PS4 thing and all of a sudden. I got Wolfenstein, The New Order.
Okay.
This is a throwback shooter.
Nice.
Yes. And that's what I had heard about it. I was real on the fence about getting it. Didn't get awesome reviews, didn't get bad reviews.
Okay.
So, it got some good reviews, got some terrible reviews, all over the place. So, basically, what I had heard that it was kind of a throwback to old school shooters. And then when I started playing it, I realized it is just like a run and gun kind of first person shooter. But also, there's times where you have to stop and take your time. You can dual wield every weapon in the game.
Nice.
So, it's like I have dual wielding automatic shotguns.
Nice.
Like, yeah, and then the storyline is this super ridiculous, futuristic, you know, timeline thing that goes from spanning the 20s to the 60s. And basically, the main character that you are talks and acts just... It kind of took a lot of the main character from Inglourious Basterds, from Lieutenant Aldo Raine.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's pretty funny when you see that. And then it's just a lot of fun. And it's kind of tough, too, but my favorite thing was when I bought it new, it includes an invite to the Doom beta.
What?
And I fucking love Doom.
Yeah, man.
I am a Doom fanatic.
Doom over Wolfenstein, classic speaking?
When we talk classic...
It's tough.
The only reason I'll pick Doom over Wolfenstein is because Doom evolved and Wolfenstein didn't.
Okay.
Wolfenstein was always Wolfenstein. Mm-hmm. It was... The 8 episodes for the PC, and they made their way to some consoles, and that was it. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doom was great.
Yeah.
And I'd probably put Doom and Wolfenstein on the same level. Mm-hmm. And then Doom 2.
Doom 2 is so good.
Doom 2 is so, so ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And then Doom 3 was good for what it was. Mm-hmm. Especially if you played it on the PC. If you played Doom 3 on the PC, it was a lot of fun.
Wasn't that scarier, that game?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And then they... if you have a 360, they put out Doom 3 BFG edition for the 360.
BFG.
Yep. Which is Doom 3 revised,
mm-hmm.
With some glitches repaired, some technical stuff repaired, and some mods made that were pretty much common PC mods. So there was a flashlight mod that every person on the PC pretty much downloaded and played the game with.
Nice.
So they put it in the BFG edition, and then it's got the DLC... And then a DLC that was canceled that never got finished, they finished it and put it in the BFG edition.
That's really cool.
So if you're a real Doom fanatic,
that's
and
one.
You really didn't play Doom 3, go get the BFG edition for 360. Play Doom 3 and the two DLCs. And what my favorite thing about Doom was, you turn a corner and there's a monster.
Mm.
And you have the shotgun and you just react, hit the button.
Yeah.
And you blow that monster's face off.
I mean, as bad as those graphics were compared to nowadays, they still scared you.
Absolutely. Still you were jumped. Boom! Yeah. And it was the most gratifying, like, slamming that shotgun down his throat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There was nothing more gratifying than blowing that dude's face off.
You got five bullets in your handgun, and where the fuck is a rocket coming from?
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, like, it was just the panic that you got, because the calm and then the panic.
Yeah.
And that Doom 3 does a pretty good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of not just constant enemies. Wolfenstein is more of a, okay, there's going to be enemies in this room. Okay, there's going to be enemies here. Oh, there's an enemy over here. Okay, I'm shooting this guy. Okay, I got to hide behind this. It's not like the exploration Doom is.
Right.
So I kind of like Doom now. Doom 3 is a lot more linear. Okay. It takes more of a more modern storyline than the, than like, an old Doom wood where it's a puzzle, you know, you gotta find the keys and that. It's not so much like that. It's more of a go here, go there, go here.
Right.
But you get that kind of calm and storm and calm and storm. And then every once in a while, you just get an enemy pop up, and you're like, oh, shit! And he's just firing into the walls. And there's, you know, you play on the hard difficulties, there's no ammo in the game. Mm. Yeah, you're just, like, scrounging around for ammo.
But that's fun.
But that's fun. That's what Doom's about. Mm. You know, not wasting your ammo. But Wolfenstein New Order, it's fun. If you like that older style of first-person shooter, I'd recommend you pick it up.
Yeah.
And there's actually a... I guess I'd say this about a lot of PS4 games. A lot of PS4 games feel a little unfinished. Mm. Wolfenstein feels a little unfinished.
Okay.
You can't... And it's little. It's little things.
Right.
You can't customize the controls.
Hmm.
There's only 2 or 3 preset controls, which can be really annoying in a first-person shooter. Because you're going to be used to what you want the controls to be. If you play a lot of FPSs. And then you can't change the sound effects volume and the audio, like the voice volume.
Right.
So it's like a lot of the talk is in-game when characters talk to each other. And if you don't put the subtitles on, you miss it. Mm. Because there's so much going on in the background, you can't hear what the person's saying to you.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, what? I can't hear the voices. And then I go to turn the sound effects down and turn the voice up. Because I don't care about sound effects. I care about what the character's saying. I care about the small little dialogue. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're saying in between the cutscenes that's probably going to be funny or relative, like a joke in the game.
Right.
The Easter egg stuff. I want to hear the dialogue. And it's just like... You can't hear anything.
Mm.
So it's just little stuff that's annoying.
Hmm.
As a, like, gameplay and mechanics... and physics in the game, that all sounds seems very finished.
Okay.
It's just small, dumb bullshit that I'm like,
that they should have just taken the fucking time.
Should have been fixed. Yeah.
I guess they're all rushing their games out. I don't see why they have to.
I'm sure a lot of people are rushing their games, and we're still in year one.
Right.
You know, development kits will get better. Development teams will get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, you run into these problems development-wise on a new system with new development kits, and it sets the whole game back, you know, or major glitches, you know. And with half the titles that even come out for PS4 and Xbox One getting delayed anyway.
Right.
You know, I'm sure it's a huge thing not to have games delayed right now. Because every other game is getting delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So I know USC got delayed a month. Or 2 months or some bullshit.
A month's not awful.
You know, 6 months is the
six
norm.
6 months is
That seems
awful.
To be the norm.
Yeah. Terrible.
But if you really like that kind of old school feel to your first-person shooters, I'd get Wolfenstein. It's just fun.
Sounds good.
Future Nazis, so.
Future Nazis!
So, like, I'm kind of, like, really tired of the whole...
Nazi
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie Nazis, and then Nazis on the moon, Nazis in the center of the earth.
Wolfenstein gets a pass.
Wolfenstein will get a pass because they're one of the original Nazi killers.
Yeah.
But still, I get tired of these futuristic super Nazi weapons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like I'm going to get to a level in Wolfenstein where they're going to, you know, Hydra's going to come out and, you know, all the whatever blue cube was from, whatever that fucking power is, from Captain America is gonna come out and
the
Red Skull.
Cube,
yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck? But, you know, it's good. Weapons are fun. There's a weapon wheel. Everybody loves weapon wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's easy to switch weapons on the fly. It's easy to switch to dual wielding every weapon. It's a pretty fun game.
Out of those games, which one do you feel gets the most of your time and attention?
Wolfenstein, because I can just pick it up and play it at any time.
Okay.
And put it down real easy. I can do that with Lego too, but I'm playing with my girlfriend, so
okay.
I don't play that much on my own. I know that.
Do you fight over the Punisher and Wolverine?
No, I haven't unlocked them yet.
Okay.
She knows.
She knows once they come in.
She don't care either. She don't care who she is.
Right.
She's gonna. We've seen all the X-Men movies. We've seen all the Captain America. She's not a big. She's not. She doesn't play video games.
Mm.
She got me Marvel Superheroes and a controller for our anniversary, which was like, hey, I'm willing to play video games with you.
Right.
Which I thought, well, that's awesome. Like, let's get you started. This is how much she doesn't play video games. she can't use two thumbsticks.
Really?
She can't look and move at the same time. Now, I don't know if you remember when PS2 came out, mm-hmm. and it had two thumbsticks.
It was different.
And everybody was like, ah, I'm going to buy Red Faction for PS2. And I'm just running into walls while I look straight up. Because no one knew. No one was good at using two thumbsticks.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was like, oh, I've played Unreal Tournament on Dreamcast. I use the buttons to move. I use the analog stick to move, and I use buttons to look. No, it's different with two thumbsticks.
It is different.
And I remember how long it took me to get used to that as a kid.
But it was worth it after the N64 controller.
And then, oh my gosh, yeah. And then I tried to explain to my girlfriend that she's not going to... It's a learned skill to use the two thumbsticks.
Right.
You have to learn how to do it.
Yeah, nobody ever thinks about that.
Yeah, and she was just like, oh, how come I can't move and look? I talk like this. My girlfriend.
I almost got IPA on my nose on
that. Oh, no. It's three letters.
Three letters, even out your nose.
Three letters. But if I'm going to play like MLB The Show, or I know I need to dedicate an hour to the show.
Yeah.
To play a game. It takes like 40 minutes to an hour.
To play just one.
To play one baseball game.
Yeah.
If I'm going to play UFC, I know I'm going to be playing it for a couple hours.
Right.
So I got to dedicate time to it. Wolfenstein, I can just kind of pick up, shoot some people in the face, put it down, go to bed.
Gotcha.
So that seems to be what I'm playing right now. The only other game I've bought that's newer is I bought Kirby Triple Deluxe.
Yeah.
For the 3DX. 3DX. 3DS.
The 3DX.
The 3DX. Tugs on your balls while you play.
What?
The X is for explicit content.
What? Three dick tugs.
Three dick tugs.
Any more than that, and the controller's playing with you.
Gonna legally change my name to Tick. No, Dick Tugnuts.
Dick Tugnuts.
So, new Kirby game, 3DS. It is back to the platforming style.
Okay.
Because I know Kirby likes to do some different stuff. They did the Mass Attack, which was a platformer, but you had a bunch of little tiny Kirbys. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
They did the Canvas Curse, you know, where you were a ball. That was really fun. Kirby Pick and Roll, or that was Pac-Man Pick and Roll. That was a long time ago. Kirby's fun.
Kirby's always fun. Story. You know what you're getting.
So this Kirby game, what makes this better, because I know a lot of people are like, okay, Kirby is, it's fun, but it's too easy. You just blow through the games.
Mm.
And you do. You just kind of run through them. This game is noticeably more difficult.
Okay.
In the beginning levels, you will mass tons of Kirby lives, extra lives, and, you know, there's a bunch of new powers, which is always fun. And when you get into the later levels, then you start realizing your life count starts to dwindle down.
Mm.
And you're starting to play the same level over and over. It's got a ton of collectibles. A lot of the new powers are fun. A lot of fun new powers. Not just like, whoa, another fire breath.
Right.
Another ice thing. There's like a whip one. There's a new ability called Hypernova, and Kirby becomes like this super vacuum sucking up everything on the screen all at once.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. There's a couple mini games there's always mini games in Kirby games. One is Kirby Fighters.
Nice.
And it basically depicts kind of how Kirby will pretty much play in the new Smash Brothers.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you enjoy Kirby at all,
Which you should.
I would tell you to get it. Absolutely. Because it is a fun Kirby game.
On the 3DX.
On the 3DX. It rubs your balls.
Three times.
Only three times.
Only three. No more.
No, never again.
No more, no less.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing.
That and pool cleaning.
Yeah, a lot of pool work. Summer.
Summertime.
Busy, and it's hot out and sucks.
Yep.
Shit sucks.
But you love it.
I kind of love it. I love making money.
Money.
Money's cool.
Money is cool. Very cool.
All right, everybody.
All right.
We turn it off now.
See you later.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Capes and scowls.
podcastcasescast.com.
Wiley's Castle. Like our fucking Facebook.
Like us. We've got some likes. We put stuff up.
Like the Facebook. There's like actually people on the Facebook a little bit now.
I know.
It's crazy. People are talking about stuff. I've never seen this. Unprecedented.
Unprecedented Facebook working correctly. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all Cat.
Cat, you're the
super
best.
Superfan Cat.
Superfan Cat.
Everybody
cat
else who's been liking and commenting. I get more Facebook updates now than we ever did.
Ever.
I see it's like this person commented. I'm like, yes!
Yes, you tell
me! Oh, comic books!
Please, somebody write that on there.
Comic game!
Thank you, everybody.
See ya.